The acquittal of militants in Oregon leaves them still arguing their interpretation of the Constitution. Having escaped punishment for seizing a bird sanctuary, Ammon Bundy and his followers insist the federal government has no right to own land. Facts still stand in their way. Here's NPR's Kirk Siegler.
We love you. Thanks for all you do.
Outside federal court in downtown Portland last week, one of the defendants who took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, Shauna Cox, reiterated a popular refrain of the Bundys. The federal government has no constitutional right to own millions of acres of public land in the West.
We're fighting for our freedoms, for our rights to keep our Constitution.
And in an interview with NPR after the verdict, Cox further pointed to the Constitution's enclave clause.
According to the Constitution, in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, says the federal government can't own any land unless it is okayed by the legislature of the state.
That clause lays out a plan to create a federal district for the U.S. Capitol, and Cox says it bars the federal government from controlling any other land in the U.S. that isn't used for things like ports or military installations.
It's never meant that.
John Leshy is a professor emeritus at the University of California's Hastings College of Law. He says this argument ignores more than a century's worth of Supreme Court cases, lower court rulings, and acts of Congress.
It's the Bundy types who sort of get out their pocket version of the Constitution and read this and say, oh, gee, this could be interpreted to mean the United States can't own public lands, but it doesn't mean that.
Leshy says the Supreme Court settled the matter in 1885. There have also been several court rulings since upholding the federal government's ownership of federal land under the Constitution's property clause.
You got to remember there are 225 years of history and thousands of court decisions and congressional statutes that interpret the Constitution. And so just looking at the words doesn't really tell you the whole story.
Legal experts say the Bundys are pushing an argument that dates back to the 1790s, the very first of many times that it was rejected by Congress. Gregory Oblofsky specializes in property law in the American West at Stanford.
The actual history is much more complicated than the argument that these people are making. And in fact, if you dig into the history, the legal principles seem to exactly oppose many of the arguments that they're advancing.
More recently, in the 1970s, a challenge to federal control by the state of New Mexico was tossed out. And in the 1990s, the government also won a case on appeal against ranchers in Nevada who had argued the federal government had no authority to regulate grazing on public land. Oblofsky says the Bundys and their supporters get the story wrong.
And my frustration is that the history that gets retold is sort of a cartoon version of the actual history of what happened.
The Bundys' claims to Western land also seem to ignore international treaties. John Ruppel at the University of Utah says people in the Western states can't, quote, take back the land because it was never theirs to begin with.
Land in Utah and Nevada, that was part of Mexico until conclusion of the Mexican-American War, and that land transferred to the federal government. When we move up to Oregon, title went to the federal government following the Oregon Compromise with Great Britain.
Ruppel says if what people like the Bundys really want is more control of public land, they need to go to Congress. There's nothing in the Constitution that prevents Congress from transferring federal land to states. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.